And go. Thief in the night. Yeah, that's right. We're here and we're not going anywhere till we solve all the life problems. This is Zesty Life Hacks with me, Tom. And with me is the super sleuth who'll get to the truth. It's Hardy. Hardy, how are you?
Double stuffed squirrel pajamas. I am good.
Okay. I don't know whether to leave that alone or not. Double stuffed squirrel pajamas. What are they stuffed with?
More pajamas. Double stuffed, like Oreos, aren't stuffed with a different thing, are they? I guess they are stuffed with the cream.
Yeah, that's what they're stuffed with. So you get, what, extra cream?
But, so...
The Oreos aren't just stuffed with Oreo.
Yeah.
Okay. And the pajamas, are they pajamas for squirrels?
Yeah.
They're not pajamas with squirrels on them?
No. Why would you have pajamas with squirrels on them? That's weird.
Why would you have pajamas for squirrels?
Because squirrels get cold little feet in the cold winter months.
Oh, look at you being nice to squirrels.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
What?
I mean, squirrels, other than that particular life problem, what else they got? They got nothing. We're here for the hacks. It's Zesty Life Hacks time. So what do you got?
We are sorry to any squirrels listening. You are cool.
I'm not sorry.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I'm not sorry, squirrels. Sorry.
You're going to get us like cancelled on Twitter, but we're not on Twitter, but we are on.
We are on Twitter.
Oh, wait, what? We're on Twitter?
Don't use it much. If you want to find us, mostly we're on Instagram and TikTok. We are at Zesty Life Hacks there. And indeed on Facebook and Twitter and
wait, so we're on Twitter?
Yeah.
We got the blue check mark.
No, we haven't got a blue check mark anywhere. Nobody's giving us a tick. Are you not doing well enough?
Have you applied?
Is that what you do?
I think you need to apply for a blue check mark.
No, I haven't done that.
Well, anyway, we won't get a blue check mark if squirrels cancel us on Twitter.
Look, I tell you what will happen. One day we will have a blue check mark.
And then
they'll go through our back catalogue and they'll go,
hey, did you know that they...
But
that
3 years ago...
Like squirrels.
3 years ago they said that one thing about squirrels that one time. Cancel them. That's what will happen. But it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, we're all good at the moment.
Yep.
Yep. But aside from squirrel pajamas.
Aside from that.
Yeah, seeing as you've solved that big world problem.
I didn't make squirrel pajamas.
Okay. I assumed
that was Joseph.
Okay, I assumed it was your concept. No disrespect to Joseph. Yep. What are we hacking today, Hardy?
Well, you're familiar with sunglasses, right?
I am.
But sometimes... Oh,
hang on. There you go. Super familiar with them. I'm wearing my sunglasses.
Yep.
Some people might suspect, Hardy,
that the reason why I chose a hack about sunglasses is because the sunglasses were right there.
Yeah.
That wouldn't hold ground in a court of law.
Okay. Okay. Nope. Yep, good.
Anyway.
Circumstantial evidence. Right, go.
You like sunglasses, right?
I like my sunglasses, yeah.
You don't want them to get broken.
Oh, it's the worst. The worst thing ever. A nice, shiny pair of sunglasses and you drop them and they get a scratch or like you bust a wing off. Worst. It's the worst. I'm with you so far.
Is it called a wing? the bit.
Oh, arms. Sorry, they're called arms.
Are they called arms?
Well, they hold your head. They're arms, yeah.
Are sunglasses hugging you?
Yeah, they just constantly just come up to your face and they go, and hold on to the side of your head for dear life. As you go, ah, why are you hugging me? And you run around and they just grip around your ears.
The sun will not get to you.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice hug, isn't it? It is. Oh, let me protect your face as they hold on to your head.
But other than that realization, well, with sunglasses, right, sometimes you want to put them in a bag, right?
Yeah, a little carry case, sometimes a little soft bag that also doubles as the cleaning bag. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes you don't have a case and you just got a big bag for all your other stuff and you don't want your other stuff to break the glasses. Yeah.
Okay, so what you're saying is sometimes you don't have your little glasses case or its little bag. You just have a big bag.
Yeah, sometimes.
Like a handbag?
More like a satchel.
Or a satchel or a backpack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, more like a day
bag. Whatever that is.
Anyway.
Yeah, rightio.
Not in a court of law.
Yeah, okay, good.
Now, anyway.
Okay. Yep.
Now, well, you may want to take off your sunglasses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you may want to put them somewhere, but you don't want them in your hands.
Okay.
You don't want them on your shirt.
Yeah.
Like clipped onto there.
No, gets a bit annoying. Sometimes you have the wrong shaped sunglasses where they don't do that. They don't lay flat. That's not good.
Yeah. So, maybe what you need.
Yeah.
Is little bag pocket.
A little bag pocket.
Trademark, little bag pocket. Okay. Now, this little bag pocket, you can make it pretty simple.
Okay.
A thing you can do is hot glue a little like sheet, and it doesn't need to close at the end. It can be super easy to make, right?
Yeah.
And then you can just kind of
You can just kind of get a piece of newspaper, fold it in half and glue two sides, leave the top open?
No. I'm
pretty sure that's what you were saying.
I'm saying it like a piece of felt or whatever, and then put it on your bag, and then you can slide your glasses into there. But I've just had a better idea.
Oh, like you were making it up as you went along.
Are you a lawyer?
I don't think so. I wouldn't need one.
Now this idea is a bit better. It's like.
Really? It's better?
So what you've got to do is say you've got one of those, get a scarf, right?
Yeah.
Then you want to get like your favorite bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to get most of the stuff you want in it and then put that in it. And then you get your little scarf, right?
Oh, hang on here. I get most of the stuff that I want for my day and I put that in the bag.
And then you get.
And then I've got a scarf.
And then you get the scarf, right?
Yeah.
And you wrap the scarf
around
the bag.
Yep.
And then you connect it with some tape at the back where no one can see it. So it's still super stylish.
Yeah. So now I have a scarf wrapped bag.
Yeah, but you've got to do it quite tight for this to work.
Yep.
And then what you want to do, and you want to find sort of like the most boxy flat area.
Of your bag.
Of the bag. And then what you can do is now you can get anything with a hook like a pen or your sunglasses and just clip them on right there. And it's amazing. Woo!
I don't know if I really get it. So you've got a bag and you've wrapped it really tightly with a scarf.
You've basically given it a little shirt that you can put your sunglasses on.
Oh, so you just clip your sunglasses sort of to the scarf. Between the scarf and the bag.
Yeah.
You've given your bag shirt. Bag shirt.
Yeah. Oh. Basically, bag shirt. Bag shirt.
I don't know. I think maybe what? You could have thought about this hack a little bit harder prior to us pressing the record button. No criticism of the hack. I actually think bag shirt's a good idea. It could even be...
If it's a good idea.
It could even be a bag. You could sew up a little bag to go on the outside of your bag so you had somewhere to hang your sunglasses.
Okay.
Although the problem with that is your sunglasses are then exposed on the outside, and as you're walking along, you could knock your sunglasses. And they're easy to thieve for thieves to steal your sunglasses. Because the whole reason you put your sunglasses in your bag is you don't want to wear them anymore, but you don't want to just have them hanging around where people can see them and steal your great sunglasses.
I'm not sure what to do about the robbery thing.
Okay. Just avoid robbers.
I mean, that is one solution.
It's good. Good advice for life.
But, you know, maybe we can workshop something.
Okay, let's do that.
So, I'm a criminal.
All right.
And I want your sunglasses on your very stylish bag.
Okay. So, where am I in this workshop?
You're just walking down the street.
Okay, here I am.
You're walking and I'm criminaling.
Yeah, here I am, walking down the street.
And I'm gonna try and reach over.
Yeah.
And my
shoelace is untied. Bend down to pick it. Do my shoelace.
And I take this criminal opportunity to be conniving. And I take your sunglasses.
Now I've tied my shoelaces up, but my sunglasses are gone.
I don't know. Would people steal sunglasses?
Yeah, if they're really flash ones. What if they've got Gucci written down the side of them?
Or maybe don't have Gucci sunglasses.
Are you all right there? You've been quite fidgety, making lots of extra noises on this podcast today.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. All right. I'm trying to think of a hack to stop people fidgeting.
Make something that spins in their hands?
We could be onto a winner there.
Yep.
All right. So aside from robberies that we can't stop. How do we stop robberies? I know. We electrify the bag.
But it's on your back.
We electrify the sunglasses.
What if?
We make it so when they steal the sunglasses, an alarm goes off. Beep, 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 beep.
No, but what you could do is just add a little bit of rope on the end of your sunglasses. But then you've got rope hanging off of your sunglasses.
Oh, so you wear one of those cool ones, cool neck ropes that go on your glasses so you can take them off and just hang them around your front.
Well, no, I was thinking of just getting a long rope and then when the criminal tries to take them, the rope will trail behind and you'll be able to go, "That's the criminal."
And then you have to run.
No, because you can be like, "I will not press charges if you give me back my sunglasses." Pretty please.
You sound pretty reasonable. All right. I don't think that's how criminals work. But anyway, so sunglasses on a bag shirt.
But you could probably make it pretty stylish, I'm thinking, with one big rope.
One big rope. Oh, so you'd be walking along and you just have one big rope hanging down one side.
Maybe not too big.
Yeah, maybe just reaches your knees.
I mean, it's a string.
It's a string. It's not like
a thick, red string.
Thick as your thumb rope.
Yeah.
It's more sort of
string.
More sort of shoelace.
Yeah.
thickness hanging down to your knees maybe.
Yeah.
And then when you put your sunglasses in your bag shirt, you just put that rope, you just tie that to one of your bag straps and you put the excess rope in your bag.
Yep. Amazing, I'm not right? I'm sorry that I didn't take criminals into this hack originally.
Yeah, okay. Not everybody does. It's okay.
I don't feel like there's many life hack channels. I mean, none of them are as good as ours.
No, none of them are.
But I don't think there's any of those going. Now, here's an extra hack for if the first hack means that someone steals
your stuff.
Your stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how many other channels are worried about your criminals.
Maybe that is a thing.
Oh, and with that, I think we'll end this show. Ba da 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 da.
Hello. I'm just letting you people of the universe know that stars are good and you can give up to 5, which would be good if you gave up to 5. But if you don't want to do that, or if you want to do something more, you can also review, which is good. And we might even get featured or something. Goodbye.